with Richie Deal in Nikolai, and you got here and you look great. Your body seems to be functioning well, and your sled looks to be in good condition. You even have a brake left. A lot of people don't even have that.
Yeah, I ran into a few people last night that were having a lot of brake problems. Mm-hmm. It was kind of wild.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, everything held up all right. And I mean, I think most importantly, my dogs, I have 15 dogs and they all look real good. So. Uh-huh.
Along the trail, you see the mushers, you see other teams, you're all kind of, in a way, helping each other out sometimes. And so can you explain some of what you saw last night and experienced? Nobody's seen a trail like this.
Oh, it was kind of like a, I don't know, sci-fi movie or something. Headlights flashing all over the place, people screaming because we were bombing down hills. It was pretty interesting. Interesting night. And I mean, coming up on people, like you said, with broken brakes everywhere, coolers busted everywhere on the trail or on the trail. I mean, it was interesting.
I think what's amazing too is that all the dog teams seem to be doing really well. It's the people themselves that are having a difficult time in the sleds, and mm-hmm. But the dogs all seem to be in great shape.
Yeah, so I was just talking to the vets and they said the same thing. Dogs look great, but the people are a little, I mean, I didn't, when I got to my camping spot last night, I don't know why, but I mean, I was all sweated up and I tried to get a fire, or I did get a fire going, but I didn't really get dried out and I didn't get much of a nap last night. So I was pretty tired all day. But I mean, for the most part, that's the least of my worries.
This is the earliest you've ever been to Nikolai. For a lot of people, it's the earliest they've ever been to Nikolai. So you've got to be pretty happy with where you are right now and in looking ahead.
Yeah, I am happy where I am, but I think most importantly, the dogs, their attitude and everything is, they're doing good. Mm-hmm. And doesn't seem like anybody's got any sort of bug this year early into the race, which I'm real happy with.
Because that's always been an issue, I think, for all the Cusco mushers or rural Alaska mushers coming to the road system and meeting road system dogs and all of that.
Yeah, and maybe it was because we were training in Nanana or, mm-hmm. I don't know, did that race 2 weeks ago, but, I mean, they just seem to be doing just fine with everything, so mm-hmm. That's good. I'm happy with that.
All right, so you're going to stay here for a while and rest up before heading over to your 24 somewhere?
Yeah, that's the plan. Probably, I don't know, stay here 4 or 5 hours and then head to probably Takotna or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking to race just a little more competitively in this race? Kind of seeing where you are in relation to the other teams. What are your thoughts on competition?
I mean, that's been the plan from the start. I mean, definitely, you know, pick it up a little this year. And I think, you know, since the dogs are doing good right now, I mean, it is early, but I think they definitely can, they have the potential to do well. Mm-hmm. And I think it just comes down to me doing the right things. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. Thanks, Richie.
Thank you.
Richie Deal in Nikolai and reporting in Nikolai, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.